Liquor Talk, brand new episode starts right now. Welcome one, welcome everybody to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I'm your man, Victor. I'm recording out of beautiful Florida, coming to you live from the Studio Max, better known as the Independent Dream Factory, the place where all your dreams happen. If you need a place to record, they're right up the street from Universal Studios, and talk to my people, they'll definitely get you right. But today, we are in the final rounds of the Liquor Talk season. Today, my guest is podcasting out of Philadelphia, the city of the birds. Her name is Leisha, and she's the host of the Twisted Perceptions podcast. Welcome to Liquor Talk, and how you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, heavy bird gang. I'm just now getting into football, like literally just last season, and I think that I'm one of the biggest Eagles fan ever. I'm not really big on sports, but I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you for having me on and inviting me. You guys can call me El Marie, and I'm from the Twisted Perception podcast. What's up?
Yes, yes, yes. It sucks I didn't meet you back in like October because I was in Philadelphia
for
a weekend for the Afros and Audios conference. And I'm like, damn, because I was truly saying I would love to have someone to show me a city, someone to take me to get a good cheesesteak, you know, because I didn't get me a cheesesteak when I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so like when it comes to Philly, the best cheesesteaks come from like pizza stores. They don't even come from like gym steaks and all that that people be saying. It's that ain't it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
X's, it ain't it. Mm-hmm. So for anybody who likes them, that it's not no South Philly shit. You gotta go to the hood. Even the poppy stores make that shit better. Just saying.
That's what everybody says. Everybody says you can get it better in the residential area instead of the tourist part and the downtown areas of a city.
Absolutely. I feel like people come here, go there, and they're like, people make these big deals about cheesesteaks. They don't even taste that good. That's because that's not where you're supposed to be getting it from. And you got to get some chicken wings, fried heart, salt, pepper, ketchup from the Chinese store in the hood with a pizza roll and duck sauce on it.
Mm. Like I said, next time they host a conference in Philadelphia, I will definitely hit you up, even though they're going to be hosting in Baltimore this year, not like October or so.
Nice. Yeah, we could have definitely went to Rec Philly. I could have definitely showed you around. That's usually where I record out of, too. I haven't been in a while because of school, but that's like a super decent, like, creator situation. So next time you're in Philly, I definitely got to show you in there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, tell the people about your podcast, the Twisted Perception Podcast.
So Twisted Perception Podcast, I started it back in like May of 2020, I want to say, when a pandemic first started. And so I decided to call it the Twisted Perception Podcast because I'm very open about like mental health issues. And so I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and I want to say it was back when I was 27, and I'm 31 now. So this is why I call it the Twisted Perception Podcast, because a lot of the ways that I think about certain things is not the way that other people would think about it. So that was the reason that I gave it that name, and literally that's just been my baby, and I've been carrying it. Sometimes I don't get the chance to record all the time like I want to, because I'm a full-time worker, full-time student, TU, Temple University. So, listen, like sometimes I can't do what I want to do, but basically on there I like to talk about like relationships, friendships, sex, mental health, so like pretty much anything relatable that I could talk about.
That's real. So what do you think makes a perception twisted? Because we all got twisted perceptions about some things, you know, because we all like have that one or two things where it's like we feel this way, but not everyone else does. And when you say it out loud, people look at you crazy. And Lord forbid if you say it on social media, people gonna send the mob after you. They'll hunt you down. They'll find your addresses. They'll find your lawyers and stuff. It's crazy out here.
That sounds like some swarm shit when that girl was obsessed with Beyonce, because like that's really who it was about, and she literally went around killing people and finding their addresses and shit. But really, it's just like sometimes kind of like when you think some fucked up shit and you don't really want to say it out loud because you know that people gonna look at you crazy. And I feel like that's why I call it Twisted Perception, because it's about me, but it's also about other people who can also relate to the same type of thing. Like, okay, I think this way, like I'm feeling some type of way about this, and I don't really care how anybody else feels about it. And also, a lot of times when we were doing the podcast, we were also like lit and drunk. So of course, your perception of everything is super different when you talking off the liquor.
Hey, we're back now. We're back. Hey, what were you saying?
Oh, it froze.
Yeah, it froze for half a second. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Pick it up from where you were talking about your podcast, the how you came to be, I guess.
Oh, okay. So basically, like Twisted Perception, I was saying that it's like when your thoughts, like you have a thought about something, but you sit here and you like, damn, I kind of don't want to say this shit out loud because somebody gonna be like looking at you crazy. But so I made it for me per se because of the borderline personality disorder, but I also made it for other people because other people also have things that they think about that's kind of fucked up sometimes and don't want to say it out loud. And a lot of the times we kind of were like drunk doing the podcast, we was lit. So was definitely, your perception is definitely twisted when you're on the liquor.
Yes, that is definitely true. When your perception is definitely true. Like in the beginning stages of the podcast, we were getting drunk, but nowadays we just civilized. We just civilized. We be sipping now. So I definitely feel that. And what I've noticed in podcasts is everybody drinks while recording, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's probably like a, it helps get you loose, definitely, I want to say. Like, I didn't drink anything today, and so I always have, like, super high anxiety. So, like, I'm guessing, like, you know, when you drink, everything just feels like, it's like you coasting, like you feel super wavy. So a lot of people just, you know, they like to drink, they like to have fun, and I feel like that's when all your shit talking comes out, and that's what people really want to hear most times. Like, they want to hear people talk shit and people making you laugh on podcasts, so.
Yeah, that's definitely true. They always want to hear the shit talking and stuff. So what inspired you to go ahead, what inspired you to start a podcast?
Literally, the pandemic had everybody locked up. And I was like, you know what? I feel like getting in my super creator bag. I think when I first started listening to podcasts, I was listening to Clint Coley's Advice from a Fuckboy. And I was listening to Small Doses. And so I'm like, damn, yo, podcasting sounds super cool. And I feel like I have so much to say. I have opinions on a lot of things. I've been through a lot of shit, so I could definitely like give advice. And people always, for some reason, are super, like, drawn to me. They always want to talk to me. They always want advice from me. And so they, like, you give off this good energy, this good aura. You have a great personality. And I was like, why not put that into podcasting? And so that's kind of what started it all.
Yeah, that's real. So what kept you going with podcasts? Because I know a lot of people, that they started the podcast around the pandemic, but today, they ain't really podcasting, you know. It's like, because I'll go to their page, see if they're recording. They damn dropped an episode in almost damn near 2 years. I'm like, what in the hell happened? So what inspired you to keep going with your podcast? And that's your message to people to keep going.
I feel like what inspired me to keep going, honestly, feel like when people start podcasts, and this is some real shit, right? I feel like people start podcasting, they think that they're gonna like blow up overnight and they're gonna like make all this money, and podcasting just doesn't work like that. So I feel like you have to have like the drive, you have to have the determination, be motivated to actually want to do it. Like, you gotta love what you do, And if you're a creator, you're going to pour everything into it. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like because it doesn't take off as fast as people think, like, I feel like people really just want to, like, do one thing and go viral with it. And if they don't go viral with it right away, they kind of give up on it. But that's not really me. Like, I do podcasting for fun. I do podcasting to have guests. I do podcasting to with my friends. So, like, I would just say if you really just love what you do, then just keep going. One day, you know, somebody's going to listen to you and be like, damn, that's what's up, and continue to share you and do vice versa. But you got to work hard at it. You got to keep going. And you got to keep promoting yourself. Like, sometimes I stick my stickers all around the city so that people could find out about the podcast. Or, like, you could print out flyers and put it on people's cars. Like, you really got to, like, up yourself. But, listen, podcasting is fun. And that's what keeps it going for me.
Yes, yes, definitely. Podcasting is fun for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Including myself, you know, because you get to connect with different people in different states, you know. That's what definitely made it fun, you know. So, what was your favorite episode of your podcast that you recorded that you look back and you're like, damn, this was the shit?
I'm probably gonna say Whole Lot of Gang Shit. I think that that's probably my favorite episode, and I say that because it was like 8 of us in the studio, and even though it was like a little wild in the beginning, just trying to get everybody to, like, you know, like, settle in and talk about what we wanted to talk about, it kind of was crazy because we were talking about, like, our porn history, like, when we were younger, what types of shit that we were doing, and if we ever got caught, like, with somebody in the house, like, our parents, did they ever find, like, a dude or a girl in the house? And it just was, like, a very, very fun episode. So I want to say that that's my favorite. Like, it made me laugh a lot, and I've probably listened to it a whole lot of times. Definitely.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a very fun episode to record. Like, admitting everything that you done did.
Exactly. Like, I hope my mama don't listen to
this. And that's the same thing I would say. I'm like, I hope this is the episode my mother doesn't hope to listen. You know what I'm saying? That might be the episode you need to tell your parents, hey, stay away from this episode, you know? Right.
And knowing my mom, that'll be the one episode that she goes to listen to because she wants to know what I said.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and sometimes parents will listen to it and they'll be like, God, I get such a bad rep, and or they quit to criticize.
Yeah. And my mom was, like, super strict and stuff, so I know that the stuff, if she was to listen to what was on there, yeah, she'll probably beat my ass at 31 for shit that I did back then. So
damn, your mama petty.
Like, yeah. And she's a Sagittarius, so.
Goddamn, just abused my son. Okay.
Yep, Sagittarius.
Crazy. Damn. Well, is she November or December?
December.
Goddamn, really? This is not a good look on me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting over here, December Sag over here.
When's your birthday?
The 5th of December.
Okay, she's the 16th.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn, period. Capricorn vibes all day, every day.
Hey, my sister's a Capricorn. The sister I was just on talking to a little while ago, she's a damn Capricorn.
January or December?
January.
Oh, period. That's the best kind.
Shout out to the Capricorns. And also, shout out to my fellow Sagittarius out there. They out here calling us Sagittarius and stuff for no damn reason, you know.
Boo. Tomato.
Well, tell me how you really feel then. Goodness.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. Go ahead, pour you up something nice. I don't care what it is. It could be that brown. It could be that white. Because I sound a whole lot better when you have some liquor in your system. So what is something about podcasting you wish you have known before you got started?
Oh, that's a good question, because I kind of like eased into podcasting and now I try to teach other people who start in podcasts. Definitely, I don't, damn, because like I kind of like taught myself everything. So like I Googled everything. I like literally like researched equipment. I'll probably say what I want to know about podcasting would be more so like what platform to use in order to like edit my audio and stuff. I started with Audacity, which was cool, but I feel like it was like pretty basic. Mm-hmm. So I'll definitely say that, like, what platform to use with that.
Yeah, basically, you just use what you can, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know we all use Audacity at some point, you know. Yeah. But luckily, I'll be using, like, Anchor, and sometimes Anchor will just let me, well, now Spotify for podcasters now, let me correct, right. You know. So I'll just use that to edit and stuff, so.
Yeah, Anchor was cool too. I know a couple people that use Anchor as well. But I literally did a lot of research before I started podcasting. I made sure I knew what equipment to use, what microphones sound the best. And yeah, so I think that I was a little bit more prepared than other people. I think other people think that it's going to be like super easy, but it's really not. Podcasting is a task.
Yes, it's a task, it's a whole job, it's everything you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? But if you're passionate and you like what you're doing, it's nothing.
Yeah, I definitely wish I had more time to podcast. I'll say that I'll probably be uploading way more episodes during the summer because I take the summer off of school. But like between my job and school, it gets a little crazy. So sometimes I don't really have time to like podcast either, but this summer is up. It's my summer.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that. Let's get into some things. Do you have kids? I don't know if you have kids or not, but
I do. I have a son. He's 4. He's my stepson, but you know, I call him my son. So I don't have like any personal kids that I done pushed out. Mm-hmm. I do have a stepson.
I got you. Because the reason I asked is because there's one topic I forgot to mention to you. It's like, why does everybody feel like if you're over 30 and you don't have kids, it's a goddamn red flag? Like, why is everybody making such a big deal about that? They look at us, man, like, oh, if he's over 30 and you don't have kids, or if she's over 30 and you don't have kids, something's wrong with you. Like, what in the hell is, what is with people in this thinking today?
I don't know what it is, because honestly, I feel like it depends on the person, because I've known people that'll say, oh, if you're over 30 and you don't have any kids, it's a red flag. But then I've also heard people that's like, oh, if you have a kid and I want to fuck with you, it's still a red flag. So it's just like people don't know how to make up their minds when it comes to like the whole 30 plus thing. And I'm not the type of person that has that type of mentality. I'm like, if you got kids, cool. If you don't got kids, cool. You know, maybe because like of my experiences, I would prefer somebody. Let's get this straight. Hold on. Cause I've dated men and women. Mm-hmm. So with women, I don't really mind them having kids. When it comes to men, I would prefer if they didn't have kids. I'll put it that way. I would rather deal with a man who does not have any kids, because I don't feel like dealing with no baby mama drama shit. I feel like when it comes to women, the baby dads are like less, most of them be deadbeats anyway. It's less stressful for me to deal with a woman who has a kid than a man. And that's my opinion on that.
I definitely feel that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I just feel like it's all in how you manage it, because I've dealt with women with kids who knew how to manage and knew how to juggle things. And I I'd prefer to deal with somebody without kids, because I know that at the end of the day, their priority is going to go to that kid no matter what they're saying, as it should. And if And if your priority is not to your kid, then I'm going to look at you sideways because you really had this kid and that's not your number one priority. So, but I definitely, I'm like you, I definitely prefer to deal with someone without kids. But I'm also open-minded to where it's like, if someone comes along and they do have a kid, but they treat me right, I'll just roll with the punches, you know?
Right. I also think that maybe for some people, it might be a maturity thing. So, like, it takes a special type of person to be a parent, and you gotta, like, grow up and be mature. And so somebody who probably has kids or are at, like, a different level in their life, they're probably, like, if you don't have kids, like, how do I know how you're about to manage being around my kid? Or, like, do you even like kids at all because you don't have any at this age? But then we got to remember there's some people that can't have kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's, there's so many things. You just got to be open to what the fuck is being, you know, like, what's happening.
Yeah, you definitely have to be open to what's happening. And also, if people are going to use that logic to, you know, to rule out somebody, then you're going to miss out on somebody, because I know people with kids who they don't even take care of their kids, but yet y'all be up under them though. I'm like, how does that work? You know, and also sometimes people with kids, you gotta be selfish, you know what I'm saying? Because this person gotta do me right first, not try to lead with what can he do for my kids, because you're gonna scare some people off with that.
No, seriously. Seriously. It's like you have to have the mentality, like, listen, this is my kid, so I'm going to do everything that I need to do for my kid. If you want to help out, you know, that's cool too. You know, just keep it cordial at least. Like, don't hate my child. But yeah, I don't know. I think it just depends. And also, it depends on, like, who you're dating. Are they millennials? Are they Gen Zs? Are they boomers? Like, everybody's different, and I feel like every generation kind of has, like, their own thoughts on it. And honestly, a lot of it, I kind of had a conversation on my podcast, which I have to upload, and I was talking about like, things that women say that they think makes, like, a man gay or whatever, like, even if he, like, eats, and it's, like, super silly things. And I realized that a lot of the girls that are, like, saying this type of shit is, like, girls who have, like, super high standards. Like, oh, this guy, like, has to take care of me. He gotta buy me designer bags. I'm gonna go get this BBL. Like, I mean, no shade. Some of the BBLs be looking great, and some of them be like, nah. But it comes from women who have, like, a super materialistic mentality versus women who are independent and just about their shit. And, like, if I want that material thing, I'm gonna go get it myself, because I don't need nobody else getting it for me. I don't care how much it costs. If I want it, I'm gonna get it for myself. So
that's real.
They tend to say shit like that, and it just is kind of weird behavior to me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's definitely a weird behavior. And a lot of those women, I gotta say to myself, like, can you do this for yourself? A lot of things you are requiring, you being all high materialistic, can you get this shit for yourself? And also, what the hell can you do for me to incentivize me to do this stuff when you got the hardworking women who actually give a damn about me, who actually are checking on me to make sure I'm okay, who actually checking on me to make sure I'm good, make sure I ate, make sure I'm okay. Make sure I'm okay mentally as well. And also willing to take care of me as long as I take care of them. So
right.
That's why I say to all the materialistic people. And you're right about some of them BBLs. Like, some of them BBLs, I'm like, okay, you need to fire your doctor. You need a damn
doctor. I'm crying. Don't you need to fire your doctor? No, seriously.
Yeah, but you need
to each own. Like, people feel how they want to feel, and that's cool, but I prefer to talk to somebody real as fuck, because I'm real as fuck. I'm super down to earth. Like, there's just plenty of things that we can just communicate on. I'm not the materialistic type of person. And so at work, I actually host a support group and I asked them the question. I'm like, you know, a lot of people are always like, well, what do you bring to the table? But have you asked yourself that question? What are you bringing to the table? And the things that you're asking for that you want somebody else to bring to the table, one, can you bring that to the table yourself for yourself? And two, can you bring that to the table yourself for that other person? So if you want that other person to take care of you, can you take care of them just as much? You want them to take you out to Del Frisco's, can you take him, her out to Del Frisco's? You know what I mean? People only worried about what the other person can do for them before you check yourself on what you can do for that other person as well. 'Cause like it's not all about you when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I realized though, I feel like people get materialistic if they don't like the person, because if they find the right person they like, they will shut the fuck up. They don't even talk about the materialistic stuff. They don't even, the requirements just go out the window if it's somebody they like. But if it's somebody they don't like and they just want to use them, which is someone I just don't respect, you know what I'm saying? I just don't have respect for you. If you don't like me, then tell me. Don't make me jump through all these hoops and stuff, because people will make you jump through all the hoops and stuff, and at the end of the day, they don't like you. So that's one thing I've realized. Like, if they're materialistic and stuff, they hit you with all the material things, it's probably because they don't like you. Because I really feel like if it's somebody they like, if it's some trash person they like and they know they ain't good for them, they're gonna just get rid of all the goalposts and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably because that's all they want from you. And money is probably the only thing that you're bringing to the table, but you're not bringing anything else like stability or like affection, like some shit. Like, I really fuck with you. Like, girls will use you, but men kind of like do the same thing too. So it works the same way on both ways.
Yeah, it definitely works the same way in both ways, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, but nowadays it's because everybody just want to use everybody instead of trying to grind with somebody. It's all about who can get got first, which is why I'm like about today's generation, which is why everybody always say the dating pool is trash. Well, y'all done made the damn dating pool trash, you feel me?
Yeah, the dating in 2023, just cancel it. It's done. It's over.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I literally just saw a post that was talking about it said, where is it? Oh, I'd hate to be a dude trying to date in this day and age. But then somebody commented and said, y'all losing me because men have more options than women do, which I feel like that is very much true. There's more mature women out here, and there's more women of substance out here than it is trying to choose a man.
It's
That's
like there are, but I really feel like those women obsessing, they might be out there, but as soon as somebody may approach them, that they got options, you know. They probably got the standards higher to the highest to high, you know, if it's somebody they don't like, you know. It's just sometimes it's hard to find somebody you genuinely like or they like you back, you know, without no benefits included. That's tough out here.
It is. I think it's tough dating in general. I really do. It's hard because
Yeah.
I was single for a while before I got back into a relationship. But also, I think it's like sometimes when like you're single and you get comfortable in being single when you know that you're like not about to take shit from anybody.
That's
Like
real.
you want somebody that's going to bring everything that you want and you need. And if I'm going to get in a relationship with somebody, listen, I'm going to get in a relationship with somebody that's giving me everything I want. Like, it's okay for you to not want to settle for less. Like, sometimes you're not going to get everything that you want in a person because you're working on your shit. They're probably working on their stuff, but you could grow together. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? But I mean, I get it. It's hard sometimes. You know, you go through shit with people, people lie to you, people not loyal. So like it's hard for you to trust and let new people in when people like I won't do you that way. Like, I don't want to make you cry. And then they do you that way.
So, yeah.
It's hard.
It definitely is hard. So that's why I say, talking about people in relationships, you motherfuckers are lucky. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, finding somebody is hard because they can talk the talk, but they can't back it up. And they'll say, oh, I want this, I want that. But they're not taking the steps to get those things. They're not doing the little things. They're not being consistent and stuff. So when you come to a point of you just like, damn, when you can go months without dating, you're like, damn, it's just... That's how you know it's trash, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just crazy out here. Huh?
Months and years without.
Yeah. That is crazy, you know? You know, some people, there are some people that say, oh, I've been single for this amount of time, but you still popping out babies. I'm like, how that work, you know? Okay, I'm a little lost there, but.
That's because they fucking.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And I'm just like. I'm like, if you're fucking somebody, then you might have to fuck. If you're gonna fuck them raw, then you need to be in a relationship with them. But nowadays, people just okay with having kids now.
Listen, I always tell people, don't come to me with that shit. I tell my friends all the time, don't come to me with that shit because you made the conscious decision to fuck a nigga with no condom on, no protection, no nothing. Y'all think the pull-out game's strong. It really ain't as strong as y'all think.
Mm-hmm.
End up in some situations, like, but you consciously put yourself there. So, like, that's why people be like, oh, you know, my baby dad ain't shit. And it's like, so he never showed you he wasn't shit? Because, like, I feel like you knew he wasn't shit before he wasn't shit.
Yeah. That's why I look at people like, because some men I've dealt with, they complain about the woman they with, they hadn't had kids with. Well, I'm like, bruh, if you know you were dealing with an ain't shit woman and she lets you hit, then why aren't you not wrapping it up? You know what I'm saying? Or why aren't you not taking her to buy the damn plan B? You know what I'm saying? If she's okay with that, you know. But at the end of the day, I still look at him like, why aren't you not wearing protection?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. Protection's always been like a thing where it's like, I can't feel it.
Yeah, you know, then I guess maybe you're just, something ain't right if you can't feel it, because it's like, with or without protection, I ain't never had that problem, you know what I'm saying?
Just beat your dick then. Yeah.
Hey, then that's on them, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to say, I don't know, you know? It's like, it is what it is. But I still find it ironic, though. Like, people that I'll hear, oh, niggas ain't shit, women ain't shit. There's a lot of people coming up pregnant, you know what I'm saying? Doing their little pregnancy shoots and stuff.
And they be cute, you know? They be cute, but hey. That's why I be letting people just do what they want to do. Listen, as long as I'm good, I'm going to just have my opinion over here.
Yes. I definitely agree with you on that. You know, I'm just going to have my opinion over here. And if I run into somebody that agrees with that opinion, that's down with the vibes, it is what it is. But until then, I'm still going to just push out this podcast and keep it 100, you know?
Period. Because that's what we do as creators.
Yes.
And people will be mad and some people won't agree, and it still is what it is.
Yes, because I've had plenty of episodes where people call me agreeing. Then I've had episodes I've had idiots on and people were agreeing with the idiots. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to take that as a grain of salt. Another episode coming.
Seriously, know? I feel like podcasting literally makes you realize, like, how much of an opinion, like, people have, is sometimes you just, like, you're looking at people sideways, like, you really said that? Like,
you really let that come out your mouth? Okay.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, moving on. What do you think about people? Now, I saw this article the other day, dealing with people with kids. It's like, I saw a husband and wife, they would fly in the airplane first class, but put their kids in the economy class or something like that. I'm like, damn, no love for the kids? You just gonna sit in first class and put your kids in economy? Like, who does that?
What? Who did that?
Yeah, I read that story somewhere. I'm like, parents talking about some. Yeah, I set my kid. We sitting in first class, but we put our kids in economy. But they, I guess they were just, I don't know why they were being cheap, but they're trying to teach them a lesson. But that's, why would you do your kids like that?
That's a very weird flex. If I'm flying first class, my kids is flying with me.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what I think, because to quote J. Cole said on a song, he said, first class ain't fun if your friends can't sit. And you know, right. I feel like that line can apply to friends and family. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no for me. Even, I feel that too. Like, even if I was traveling with friends, I'm not going to sit in first class and y'all not sitting in first class with me. Like, we traveling together.
Yes. We are definitely traveling together. We're definitely traveling as a team. No one gets left behind. It's like, and plus, I wouldn't feel right doing that. My guilty conscience would kick in, you know what I'm saying? I want to be with my people.
Yeah, that's dead. That's a very weird flex. Sometimes people say the weirdest shit out their mouths, and I just be looking at them like, what? Like, there's, like, no logic behind this. Like, what was the reasoning for it?
Yeah, I don't know why people... I guess people, what I've noticed about people, they will find the weirdest things to flex about. And I'm like, that's not something you want to flex about. That's borderline showing you're an incompetent parent.
Right. And then you look dumb.
Yes, you look very dumb, you know.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
I'm with you. I'm good on that. Like, if people can't sit in first class with me, then no.
If I was another person in this person's family, or if I was this person's friend, I would be like, that was a super weird flex. And I'm gonna need you to never say that shit again. Out. Yeah. Like, seriously. It's a no for me, dog.
It is. I would tell my homies that, like, bruh. How you sitting in first class but your kids in economy? That is messed up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to be with your kids, because what if your kid panics or something like that and wants their dad? No. They need to know you're right there with them, because I know getting on an airplane at a young age, at a kid's age, can be scary. So you need to be there with them.
At my grown-ass age, I get anxiety about getting on planes, so I know a child would definitely...
Yes, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so parents, if you listen to this, don't leave your kids behind just to sit in first class. If your kids can't sit, then you don't need to be with it. You don't need to be in first class.
Yeah, your kids
not sit. And plus, sometimes them flights don't even be worth a first class trip, to be honest, because you're only there for a couple of hours, you know, not even that long.
Right. And, like, you're not even... it's not worth it, period. That's it, that's all.
Yeah, because, hell, I remember when I flew from Orlando to Philadelphia, it was only, like, maybe an hour and a half. I'm like, damn, we here already? Okay.
Yeah, first-class tickets be mad expensive for no reason for you to just get an extra water, so please.
Yeah. The only way I would do a first-class flight is if I was flying, like, to London or to Dubai or somewhere exotic, like, somewhere where I gotta be. Yeah. If I'm going to another country, yeah, I'll book that first class flight, because I'm about to be on this plane for about 24 hours or 48 hours or however long. Yeah, I definitely want to be comfortable.
Right, definitely. Especially because those are like 24-hour situations. But like, not to fucking go from Philly to Atlanta. Like, I'm not flying first class, sorry.
Yeah, so I'll say shout out to all the celebrities that are out there that think the same way, because there are a lot of people out there that are humble enough that they'll sit in the economy class, you know, don't have to be bougie and sit in first class.
I would still be, even if I was a whole ass celebrity, I would still be sitting back there.
Yeah, I sit back there and everything, being... having the time of my life too, I still be back there chilling, because I'm like,
yeah,
I'm still be on a plane. Like, no, I'm not paying you extra for this extra bottle of water, whatever, or complimentary drinks or whatever, you know,
right?
Or something that's just a 30-minute flight, you know,
right? So I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
So besides sex, why would a man keep a woman around if he doesn't see a future with her?
Maybe because that woman does things for him. Maybe that woman is still nurturing to him. Maybe she's like taking care of him. Maybe she's, you know, maybe she's like, maybe the sex is good. Maybe he just enjoys her company. But I would look at that man like he crazy, like, bro, you keeping this girl around, you enjoy her company, but you're not committing to her. I do find that kind of odd, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point in let somebody linger around? But
if you're not even going to entertain it, like, you know that there's no future there, but you sit there and you keep having the girl around. So I kind of, like, this is actually a question that I wanted to know the answer to. And I say that because, like, I feel like, do niggas just be saving women for later? Like, I was dating this guy, and I feel like, you know, I was literally everything that he could possibly have wanted. We would have threesomes with girls together. We were kind of like in a poly situation where, you know, we kind of like had a female that would like go out with us and stuff like that. And so it was crazy because his friends always were like, yo, like, this is the ideal person. She don't trip when you go out with your friends. She lets you play video games. She has threesomes with you. She cook for you. She watch your kid, blah, 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 blah. And so it was weird because it would be like, well, if I'm all of this and you're saying that I'm all of this and yeah, like, you know, we fucking blah, 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 whatever. But what would be the reason for you not to wife this person up? And so,
you know what? I think it may be because maybe they're fearing that if I give you the title, things will change. Or they may fear that because I've seen cases where they get the title and they become a brand new, totally different person. They're not doing what it took to get the title, you know? But I really feel like that's where you just got to judge this person's character. And even then, sometimes people will surprise you once they get what they really want.
That's true. And I feel like I wasn't even pressed on getting a title, but my whole thing was like, it felt like you still wanted to fuck with other bitches because you knew that I would still be around until I wasn't around anymore. Like, I'm the person that you could bring home and you can introduce to your kid. But then it's like I'm your safe option. Like, you know, when you're done fucking around with everybody, that's when you're ready to come to the realization that I was everything that you needed.
You know, but what I realized in that thing, women do the same thing, but they call it putting a man in the friend zone, where they just put him in the friend zone. But then them same women will put this man in the friend zone, but when that man goes out and finds somebody, they get mad. I'm like, why you get mad with this man for that you think is just safe, the man that you could just bring around, the man that's, you know, is gonna hold you down. He's showing you that he's gonna hold you down, he's gonna do right by you. You're putting him in the friend zone, but get mad when he finds somebody else.
Touche. Touche. Because I feel like I've also done that. But with that, I think it kind of just depends on what type of relationship you have with the person. Because sometimes, like, I friend zone people because I genuinely really like them as friends, and I know that if we was to go, like, overstep those boundaries, we would never be friends again. Like,
that I understand, it's like, honestly, but there'll be sometimes you meet somebody off rip, they trying to put you in the friend zone. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, so I feel like because sometimes people are really just scared of commitment, and they scared of what commitment can bring. Yeah. And I really wants to be like super settled.
Yeah, and I'm just like, if that's the case, then don't waste nobody's time, because if I'm looking at you, if I see a future with you, I see you special to me, but in your eyes, I'm just a friend. I don't think we're gonna coexist because you know what? Because I'm always gonna look at you sideways if you complain to me about a man. Like if you try to come to me with your man issues, I'm gonna be looking at you kind of sideways because in the back of my mind, I'm gonna be saying, you could have had me, but you're putting up with this shit.
Right. Right.
And now I'm about to be judging my character. Like, damn, I'm not good enough for you, but you're putting up with this shit. Okay. Yeah. That's, I'm just not. No.
And it's crazy because I literally just had an episode about breadcrumbing. And so how some people literally will do like the bare minimum to like keep your attention. And so I literally had a guy who was on there. He's like, I'm not going to lie, I breadcrumb bitches all the time. And so I don't know what it is about women that say like, yo, I really want a good man and I'm looking for a good man. But you keep going to the guys that you know aren't going to be shit. They tell you from the beginning they're going to breadcrumb you and not going to be shit. But they like, damn, like he look good. And like, I just love his, like girls like bad guys. I don't know what it is like naturally about it, but girls really love bad guys. And like, it's like the toxicness of it all. It must bring a thrill. I'll definitely
say that. It does, but y'all fuck over the decent men out here who just make an honest living. And that's why it's like, that's why some of them men, they turn into red pill men. And then I was like, oh, now I get it. You know what I'm saying? Now you just validate all the men who are upset with women who will go off on their podcasts about women and stuff. Cause a lot of them, y'all just give them validations, but we all like what we like. It's like, because I know there's some men who will go for the baddie with the Instagram model or the woman they know that just won't want to use them instead of the one that's down to earth. You know what I'm saying? But some of them down to earth people, it's just a weird ass cycle. You know, this is why it's crazy out here.
And that's why dating in 2023 is trash. Honestly, it's probably not even the dating. It's the people that are coming to the dating table.
Yes. Yes. It's definitely that.
At this point, everybody's just like, nobody's trying to get hurt. And like you said before, it's like, who can get who first? Because that's like the initial factor. We sitting here like, thinking that the other person is going to hurt you. So it's like, yo, I got to cheat on him before he cheat on me, or I got to do her dirty before she do me dirty, or I got to make sure I keep the holes in the tuck, you know, just in case, just so I can say hi, I still had them. Like, dating is super trash.
Yes, dating is super trash to where it's so trash to where people just not even, it's just an afterthought, you know what I'm saying? It's not even, I'm even trying to go out with somebody because it's like, what trash can this person bring, you know? Or what's going to happen with this person? It's like, you always want to think with the glass half full, but sometimes dating in 2023 will make you think that the glass is half empty. It's just, it don't make no sense. But what is the worst lie someone's ever told you? Like, I think the worst lie someone's ever told me was that my boyfriend died. I'm like, you done killed this nigga off. But then a couple of weeks later, I see you with this nigga. I'm like, you killed it. You gonna tell me he died. But a few weeks later, I'm at my job and I just happen to see you up under this nigga. What the fuck?
Damn. Damn.
Yeah, that's why I said, damn, just kill the motherfucker off. But yeah, what? He a zombie now? Jeez. I just laughed. I said, whatever. I can't make this shit up.
I'm trying to think of the worst lie that somebody told me because I remember dating someone and we were going back and forth about the mother of his child and their friendship. And so I remember being away on a trip and I had already went through his phone, but you know, I asked questions just to see if he was going to lie, and I already knew the answer. So I'm like, Yeah, so you was with your baby mom at the mall, and then y'all coordinated this shit, and it was like, nah, we just so happened to both be there at the same time at the same place. I was like, oh, okay, this was never a plan to meet here. Like that's what you're telling me. It was not a plan. Like you think I'm stupid. It just so happened that the universe put y'all both at the same place at the same time. Yeah, no, I'm good. Love and joy. And I already knew the answer, and I knew that he was lying. But then again, he lied about a lot of things. But I think that that probably was one of like the most like the worst, stupid, outrageous fucking lies I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had an ex lie to me about their whereabouts and stuff. I was like, I really found out that exes will lie to you about things, about their whereabouts, and they're on with friends. But when they get mad at you and they're done with you, they will admit the truth. They're like, oh, I was with him. Because I had one of my exes tell me, because that was a weekend, I actually wanted to romance you. I wanted to cook for you. I wanted to make up to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we were going through some things. So I planned out this celebrity weekend. They're like, oh, I'm going out of town. But I noticed their demeanor changed when they got back. And then they finally admitted, oh, I was with a nigga. I was like, you know what? You could have told me that. You know what I'm saying? Just tell me that you're done with me. It's like, that's what I hate about people. It's like they want to string you along. It goes back to what we're saying. They want to string you along until something better comes along. I'm like, if you just don't fucking string me along, you know? I my feelings don't get hurt no more.
Listen, and they don't. It's because at this point, it just is what it is. It just doesn't anymore. I just really just be over shit. I just be done with shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
just tell me so I can go out here and live my life, you know what I'm saying? I'm not over here waiting for you to come back and you know what I'm saying, we're gonna make things up. No, fucking tell me so I can get the fuck on, you know what I'm saying? That way I don't have to deal with your ass. I could just calm down, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? Because I know at the end of the day, what's coming to you is gonna come to you for fucking me over at the end of the day.
karma's a bitch. Just make sure the bitch is beautiful. But yeah, karma's a bitch. And like that's my whole thing. So my favorite line right now is just say that. If you don't want to be with me, just say that. If you don't got it, just say that. Like all these things could literally just be communicated. Like please just tell me. Don't string me along. Don't make it seem like I'm the fuck stupid, 'cause I'm not. I'm actually very smart. And yeah, like don't fucking waste my time. That's it.
Yes, agreed.
The
Definitely agree with you there. Like,
like
don't
to
waste my time.
people like to waste time.
Yes, people definitely like to waste time. It's like the money I can get back, that's not a problem, but the time I don't get back because I'm wasting all this time having all these long ass conversations with you to realize it's going nowhere. Yeah.
Right.
I hate that, you know what I'm saying? I
Yep.
feel bad for brothers that have to deal with that. I feel bad for sisters that gotta do that as well. Okay, what's a phrase that you hate hearing from the opposite sex?
Send me a nude pic.
Damn.
What that mouth do? Grand Rising's queen. Let's see. I'm not gonna do that to you. And what you doing me all fucking day?
Damn, what kind of men y'all be texting?
Because it's like, don't text me what you're doing 15 times a fucking day. Especially if you can't hold no conversation, you're not even going to get a response back. And I'm a person that you can have a conversation with, literally, about anything you want to. Conspiracy theories, aliens, if you will. You know, and I'm that person. I will definitely fucking entertain this shit. Don't ask me what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing. I work 9 to 5. I'm at work. I'm doing homework. I'm podcasting. You know what the fuck I'm doing. Don't ask me that 15 times a day.
Yes, you know, Sometimes I hate that. I hate hearing that from women. A woman asks me, "What are you doing?" I'm like, you know, I'm at work. Either I'm at work or I'm recording my podcast. Right.
Exactly.
Or they ask you, "What'd you talk about on your podcast?" I'm like, well, I can tell you, but I know you're not going to listen to the podcast because you haven't given me no kind of feedback. You know what I'm saying? You haven't even checked in with me. I don't even see you sharing the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people love to say, oh my God, like you got a podcast? Like, what is it about? And I'd be like, why don't you like listen to it?
And yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell them what's about, and they're like, oh, they might subscribe right there while you in front of them. But I'm like, it's one thing just to click the subscribe button, but are you going to hit play? Are you going to share this, you know?
Right. What's some other things that you hate that women say? Because I feel like the top thing that men say that they don't like women to say is, we need to talk.
You know, that part I don't mind. I'm like, but then I'm going to feel like something's off. You know what I'm saying? Why you just didn't just come out and say it? Like, look, hey, we need to talk. So what? Like, what's going on? It's like, you know.
It's like, what do we need to talk about?
Mm-hmm. And another thing I do kind of hate, you know, it's like, I hate hearing, oh, just be my friend first. But because the reason I hate hearing that, because a lot of y'all women know damn well, within the first 5 minutes of talking to somebody, whether or not we're going to just be friends or we're going to fuck at some point. Y'all know that. And it's like, you know, and I hate the ones that will ask you out on dates and stuff, but then just be like, oh, I just want you to be my friend first. Nah, it don't work like that, because my fear is this happened before where you'll get comfortable with me being your friend. Meanwhile, you're looking for Mr. Bad Guy. But you're stringing me along just trying to keep me as a friend. But because I'm not Mr. Bad Guy. I'm not Mr. Toxic Man, you know?
Yeah. Saving you for later.
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to be around later, you know what I'm saying? And also,
all my toxic shit, I got somebody to fall back on. And I feel like that's people in general. Like, that's humans.
Yeah. That's definitely humans. It's just definitely somebody to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Or another thing I hate it is, this is coming from people that just don't know me. Like, can I borrow some money? Like, can I get like $20 or can I get this or can I get that? I'm like, I don't fucking know you. I barely know a thing about you. Save that down the line, you know?
No, you can't have $40.
Nah, like, and then I literally had somebody like, wanted to meet with me, but they're like, hey, can I get like $10 to get here? I'm like, but yet you asking me for this money, but you won't just tell me where to come meet you at and I'll just come pick you up. That'll make no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you met them at and if it's your first time meeting, because I probably feel uncomfortable with somebody coming to get me on a first date and I don't really know them like that. Like, if they're coming like around where I live. But I'm definitely not going to ask you for $10 to get there either, because it's like, I knew we was going to go on this date, so I knew I needed a way to get there.
Yeah, you make sense, you know what I'm saying? Or a bonus one is like, if I'm at a point where I'm actually interacting with you, it's like, don't ask me if I say just call me, then call you for what? I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody hit me with that line. I'm like, damn, that's how you feel? After I done looked out for you and made sure you had a ride to work, you know what I'm saying? So they don't fire your ass.
Okay. That's why you can't do nice things for people anymore. These are the people that make people say, you know what? I ain't doing that shit ever again then.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it for the next person who would truly, honestly appreciate it.
Yeah, and I hate that for people. It's like they always ruin things for the next person. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's a no for me, dog. That's why I'm glad that the person I'm dating, you know, we cool, we communicate, we growing together. I actually got pretty lucky with this lady, so yeah.
That's what's up. So what you got planned for your podcast coming for the remainder of the year?
Listen, I really just want to line up some super dope guests. Talk about some shit over liquor. okay? And just have a good time. Like, you know, I got a couple of topics in my little notes and stuff that I wanted to touch on. And honestly, I feel like every day some shit happens that I'm like, I gotta talk about that on a podcast because what the fuck was that? I don't know if you heard, but in Philly, two guys escaped from jail.
Damn, in Philly?
Yes. And so it's been all over social media. And we were literally just saying, like, damn, what the fuck they gonna do? Where the fuck they gonna go? And so these people, one of them, the charges wasn't bad, but the other one, he's only like 18 and he's murdered, I think, about like four people. And so,
damn, he a career criminal.
Yeah, like that shit crazy. And so we was trying to figure out, like, damn, are they gonna go back to their hood or like they got a whole plan to escape? And one of them got caught. You went to your house. You went home.
Can't go home if you escape from jail. You can't go home.
This is the first place that they're gonna look. They watched you go in the house. They watched you come out the house. They followed you to the KFC. You broke out to get KFC? Not even Popeyes? This is crazy.
That's crazy. You broke out for some damn KFC. Ain't that some shit?
This is crazy. This is... Bruh.
If you stupid as fuck, I would have broke out and tried to get my ass to Canada or get my ass to another country. Or get my ass somewhere where they ain't gonna come get me.
Somewhere. Like, lay low. Not be at the KFC drive-thru showing your face. Because your face is all over social media, the news maybe, you know? Like, this is...
That's crazy.
I want to believe that it wasn't going to be this fast, this easy. You had a 19-hour head start. And missed three head counts in order to escape and get somewhere. And you went home to the hood. You went to your hood. We was rooting for you, low-key. Like,
yeah, we definitely was. You had to fuck that up.
Yes, everybody was like, we was rooting for this man. We was hoping that it was like a Philly prison break type of situation. And here you are in court.
Caught. Plus some damn chicken. That's a shame. That's a damn shame. But listen, you got a dope podcast. You definitely gave a great conversation. Now tell the people, why do we need to tap in and subscribe to the Twisted Perceptions podcast?
Listen, y'all need to subscribe to the Twisted Perception podcast because it's the shit. I'm on there talking about real shit. Real truths. Everything that you want to fucking hear about is already on there. My guest is just as crazy as me. This is me on a calm level. This is on a chill level. But if you want to hear us get turned up, go listen to a whole lot of gang shit where we talk about the porn we was watching.
Damn, I should be on that episode. God damn.
Yeah. Listen to Roses Really Smell Like Squirt episode, because I'm talking about that rose toy that the women love that be making them squirt. A1.
Damn. Okay, you can do that. I might have to bring you back for the season finale, you know what I'm saying? I might have to bring you back for the season finale.
Run it back.
Because on the season finale, it's going to be an adult-only session. And the way you talking, I might have to recruit you back on, you know what I'm saying, for the season finale.
Please do, because I'm always ready.
All right, I definitely will. I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of Liquor Talk. And whenever you're ready to have me on, remember, I might be here in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. So whenever you're ready to set that up and we can go to work, let me know. I got you.
Yes, of course. And thank you for inviting me and having me on your Liquor Talk podcast.
Yes, yes. And thank you to listeners for subscribing. Thank you for giving us an hour of your time and pouring up with us. Whether you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, go ahead, rate, go ahead, subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. Go ahead, show us some love on everything, because Liquor Talk is just rolling. You better get the Liquor Talk stock now. Because the stock is going up, ladies and gentlemen. So don't be crying to me when we as high as Apple, you know. because this is that podcast that's taking over for the 23 and the 24. It's Liquor Talk. It's the, until next time, we out this motherfucker. Deuces.